Welcome back to your Yarning Circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trinity Trev. Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. That's BBM Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National Israeli Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calling from that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome back, National Talk Black. Have your say and yarn up strong, your mob. All ears here on your daily program, National Talk Black. All right, I'm going to jump straight in. First Nations young people in Albury, Wodonga, benefit from on-country construction jobs. We're going to catch up a yarn there with General Manager at On-Country Pathways, Jeb Hutchinson. On the line, Jeb, good morning. How are you? Oh, Jeb's not there. We'll chase up Jeb, find out where he is, and talk about this space. And when you look at what they're doing there on country, at the head of majority Indigenous-owned commercial construction enterprise based in Wodonga, and the business has been offering traineeship to young First Nation people, showing them the ropes of the industry. And for the past year, Miss Patterson, Emily Patterson, finished high school. She wasn't sure what she wanted to do, and she started a Certificate 3 in education support, but knew it wasn't for her. I really didn't really know where to go from there, Miss Patterson says. I was working at Woolworths for over a year. I knew I wanted to do something more, but wasn't really sure where to go or how to get there. But she started talking to Anivelda Murray at the Burraja Cultural Centre, who had an idea. Anivelda referred her to a man named Jeb Hutchinson, and that's who we're going to talk to. Jeb Hutchinson, as I mentioned, he's a general manager of On Country Pathways, and talk about First Nations young people in Albury Wodonga benefit from On Country construction jobs. So on the line, Jeb, good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, who you mob were you from, Jeb?
Yeah, mate, I'm a proud Wiradjuri man from Hilson in central New South Wales in God's country down on the red dirt.
God's country, yeah, beautiful. Yeah, a bit cold down that way. I'm going to be in Cairns, far north Queensland, my brother.
Yeah, she's certainly a bit warmer up your way, bud, but, certainly treated as God's country.
Yeah, beautiful, fantastic. So, look, we're talking about First Nations young people in Albury Wodonga benefit from on-country construction jobs. Look, it sounds like a fantastic pathway. So enlighten us, please, Jeb, what you guys are doing there.
Yeah, mate, so I've been in commercial construction now for about 5 years. With TVN On Country is a project management construction company I started up with my best mate from childhood, Gareth Anort, and another guy, Jonathan Whelan. And, you know, a big part of, I guess, the setup of our organisation, we started out with a piece of A4 paper, mate, sitting around coming up with some ideas, I guess, of what we wanted to make of our business. And one of the biggest things that we wrote down was around providing opportunity for young Indigenous youth. And we've been doing that for about 4 years in this company, in TVN, but then we wanted to do it on a much larger scale. And hence, we've started up a not-for-profit. I mean, this is for our community down here, Albury Wodonga, but we want to take it much more abroad in the future. We're just refining the models, I guess, in Albury Wodonga, but then I guess it allowed us to have on-country pathways born.
And we're talking about construction jobs, so what sort of jobs are you talking there, please, Jeb?
Yeah, so we specialise, I guess, in the commercial construction sector. And TVN do a lot of work with the Commonwealth Government, so a lot of work with the Department of Defence and Department of Home Affairs and Justice, so building large projects and capability for our country. So it's really important that, you know, we can get as many young First Nations kids out onto our job sites as possible and provide them opportunities to, I guess, in the right environment for them to flourish.
And look, it's a great platform and a great ingredient when we're talking about a First Nation organisation helping black people, black on black. I mean, it's got to be like a fantastic tool to put money and invest in from the government, yes?
Nah, so not invested from the government. On Country Pathways is solely being funded by myself and my two business partners.
Well, more power to you, my brother.
Nah, look, mate, we're really proud, I guess. I put this my money where my mouth is and set this thing up because it's so important to us for me to give back to my community and my people. But, you know, always as the organisation grows, well, we are looking for some corporate sponsorships.
Sure.
We've got some really good ideas around you know, some of the barriers that we face down here and how we can assist them barriers, I guess, for our young people.
Exactly.
Licensing for our young people down here, we're just not gaining our license at the moment. So we've been gifted four vehicles from a very nice company in Melbourne, Kinetic.
Good.
They've gifted us some vehicles to...
Big shout-out, Kinetic. Thank you very much, yes.
Big shout-out to the brothers and sisters there at Kinetic. They're doing some amazing work with First Nations people.
Good.
Sent some cars up to your way, up Cairns there a couple of weeks ago. So,
beautiful.
You know, they're doing big things for our people.
Brother, and look, apology. I'm thinking government funded, but more power to you. Putting your own money in, and you know, you got some skin in the game, so to speak. Entrepreneur, but you're dealing from the heart. Is what I'm picking up, Jeb, because you're doing it for your mob, doing it for your country, and it's a platform to, like I said, to for our mob to flourish in this industry.
Yeah, most definitely. There's I talk about, you know, statistics and stuff like that a lot.
Yes.
I'm a big person, big believer, and you know, as Aboriginal people and Aboriginal people in business, we make up the minority. So
yep.
Really,
the numbers don't lie, hey Jeb.
No, they don't, mate. You know, and it's about making sure that, you know, our young people know that they can be successful.
Yes.
They can be an Aboriginal business owner.
Yes.
I'm pretty clear with my story. I struggled all the way through school, but. You know, there's much more to life post-school, so it's about making sure that kids know the opportunities that are available in the construction industry for them.
Yeah, no, beautiful. Loving the space that you're working in, my brother, and when you're doing something you love and you're passionate about and you're getting paid to do it, best job in the world, Jeb.
So you don't do a day's work if you enjoy what you're doing. So,
exactly.
You know, and I enjoy helping my mob and, you know, especially young kids that want to, you know, enter the industry, and I'll show them the pathways and the ropes, and you know, let them go off and be successful. And you know, big part of everything that we're doing is obviously mentoring them in that space. You know, because that's so important to our young people.
Well, exactly. We're talking about job and train up in for schools and what have you to do the job, but we're also talking about life skills and talking about, you know, culture. And I think you will agree, our ancestors are working strong from the other side. Yes.
Yeah, most definitely. That's a big link for us. Is our two traditional owner groups down here on the border. Obviously, we've got a river in between us which separates our the country here of Wadjuri country on one side and Dutaroa country on the other. And, you know, we've got the traditional owners, I guess, big supporters of what we're trying to do here for our young people. So it's awesome to have them. And obviously, the ancestors up there watching down and, you know, they're guiding us all
exactly.
On making sure that, you know, this will be successful.
Exactly. Well, more power to you. Thank you very much, Jeb, for sharing, and all the best to your team and all the mob there, the country, on country. Keep doing what you do, my brother. Please do keep in touch and watching you closely, my friend.
No, I appreciate your time. Thanks very much.
Take care, Jeb. Bye-bye.
See ya.
A deadly yarn there. That's Jeb Hutchinson. His name is General Manager of Orne Country Pathways. And there it is. Brother jumping off at the handle, thinking government funding, fantastic, good investment. You're looking, no. I'll put my own money in it. Well, there you go. Well, more power to you, brother. And that just shows you, you know. But when I'm talking about investment, I'm talking about a hand up, not a hand out. But more power to you. That's what it's all about, entrepreneur schools, but dealing from the heart and dealing from the spirit. And, of course, it's all come to fruition. So take a page out of his book, you mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416.
Don't bash the loving out of me. The party's over, and I sit here waiting for you to come through that door, and my guts are tied up in knots inside, and we'll go through it all once more. If there's any female gods up there, why can't they make you see You're bashing your head against a brick wall, bashing the loving out of me. The good times don't make up for the bad. In the beginning, I thought they could. Sure, we had our fights and arguments, but the making up was good. And life was a game, till the babies came. Then more pressure and jealousy, and you lash out in your frustration, and you bash the loving out of me.
Yeah, second that. Don't bash the loving out of me. That's Maureen Watson here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, yarn up strong, you mob. Deadly number here is 1-800-422-416. Yarn up with the bully one, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, coming to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. And that's BBM Bumba Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation, thanks to NERS, National Radio Ready Service. Have your say, you mob, yarn up strong. All right, too deadly. Now, Jean Hale's Women's Health Week reaching Australia's First Nation communities with newly created Indigenous resources. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Renee Camilleri, Women's Health Week and Community Engagement Manager. On the line, Renee, good morning, sis. How are you?
Good morning, Trevor. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, sister, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so it might be great to just give a bit of a background to your listeners about Jean Health. So we're a women's health non-for-profit organisation, and we were actually founded back in about 1992 in honour of an extraordinary woman who did a lot of work in women's health, Dr. Jean Hale.
Yes.
And her vision was to improve the quality of women's lives, give them practical, evidence-based information.
Yep.
And she's probably best known as the pioneer of menopause management in Australia. And she actually created the first menopause clinic where we had women lining up to access the clinic and the services. And then from that, we developed the Women's Health Week back in 2013. And the way this idea kind of came about was there was no particular national women's like focus or week that focused around women's health, celebrating and educating women about women's health.
Yes.
And that's where the journey started. And since then, we've grown to over 2,000 events nationwide. And particularly for First Nation communities, we have over 200 events now annually.
Beautiful.
That focus, around women's health.
And we're talking about all aspects of health. We're talking physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, all the above.
Yep.
Yeah,
definitely.
Beautiful.
And I think, I really love this question because, often people think about health being just, physically good and fit. I know for me personally,
yes,
I think it encompasses all those areas.
Exactly.
I know if I haven't moved my body much, then I don't... Mentally, I don't feel like I can focus and concentrate. So, how I see this is it's an opportunity for the women in the communities to, connect to community and country, bring everyone together and focus on those physically and emotionally and also spiritual connection to their country.
Sister Rena, can you share with us some of the activities that you do? Do the women get together and meet and there's activities and can sisters go online or how does it work there, sis?
Yeah, there's some wonderful events happening across the country and actually our 1500th event got registered in the remote town of Emmonsburg in the Northern Territory, so
yes,
just a bit out of Alice Springs.
Yep.
And our women's health service out there are doing some education on the new cervical screening, providing opportunities for community to come and get their screening done, have a yarn.
Yeah.
They're also doing some things focused around morning tea and, talking, getting the community together on country. So they're just an example of some of the events that are happening. But, people can jump online to womenshealthweek.com.au. They can sign up to the week. It's open to women, girls and gender diverse individuals across the country. They'll have 5 days of daily topic information. So we're focusing on a big thing this year is health checks,
yes.
particularly at every age, not just for older women or younger women. We're also focusing on menopause. There's going to be information about pelvic health, mind health, and also moving and improving through physical activity. So they can sign up, they can host an event in their community. As mentioned, the event could look like anything. They could do a health check with like their local health service.
Yes.
They could do an afternoon of arts and craft. The choice is up to them.
It sounds like a fantastic event, and like I said, it's been operating since 2013. Look, which is great. Are we talking only a week's operation here, or does it extend, or can the community pick it up and run with it and make it a part of the community on an ongoing thing?
Yeah, absolutely. Look, although the event runs from the 5th to the 11th of September, people can host their events at any time. So
yes.
we've got people hosting some events up in Broome during August, and then we've got people hosting events later in September and even early October right across the country. I know some events in Queensland with some of our First Nation communities, and even some of our really key partners that we've got on board this year. We've got Gandua and the Stars Foundation, just to name a couple.
Yes.
They're doing events throughout August, September and October right across the country.
And Rena, when they organise events as such, does the Jean's Health, Women's Health, do they support, like in funding in that sense?
In funding, so the way this kind of works, the way we do it is we provide free bags so okay. they can actually order free bags for their events. We've got two beautiful designs. One's actually designed by a beautiful Indigenous artist called Elizabeth Close.
Okay.
And then we've also got a new, our 2022 design, which is done by a beautiful artist known as Tam. And they can order free bags for their events. We've also got resources available online that they can either print or they can order in hard copy. And this year, we've actually got a really beautiful promotional toolkit with the design, the Indigenous design, where they can promote messaging and their events to their communities.
Oh, fantastic, beautiful. And how long have you been part of the organisation there, Renee?
I have been at Jean Health for 5 years. They've been, some of the best years I've had in the health industry. And in regards to the campaign, I've worked on and off the campaign for the last few years, but managing the campaign is my first year, and it's proving to be a very exciting and big year.
Enjoying the journey I'm picking up. Look, my sister, thank you very much for sharing. Look, girls can do anything. That's what it's all about. And a beautiful space. And the fact that running for a week, this should be 52 weeks in a year is what I'm saying, sister.
Definitely. And thank you so much for having me.
All good. And you take care. And we'll yarn soon, sister.
Yep, no worries.
Bye, Renee. Beautiful yarn. Renee Camilleri, her name is, Women's Health Week and Community Engagement Manager, and talking about Jean Hale's Women's Health Week, reaching Australia's First Nation communities with newly created Indigenous resources. So check them out online. If you want to get something up and running in your community, reach out, and that's what it's all about. And getting our sisters together, and we wouldn't be here if it wasn't for our sisters. Big shout to all our beautiful women out there, our aunties, our uncles. Our aunties, our sisters, our grandmothers, what I wanted to say. Uncles, yeah, thank you for being there. But our beautiful women, our sisters, stay strong and love and respect them, you mob. Too deadly. Have you seen Yarn of Strong here, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Salty green. G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk track, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7. I remember the day.
Hey, Cass. You got $2? Najee, and I'm got him. Well, give me the short one to smoke. Najee, grab have each other up, just give up. Where you going? I'm going to you, whatever. Let me take you down where that speedy grass be burning. Cask of wine, back of we moves. Do it all right again. Drunk in the dust one too many times. Fighting all night again. Cause that girl.
Yeah, beautiful track there. That's Tommy E. Lewis, $2. Which way, Murray, looking for $2? Shout for lunch there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Number you need to call if you're on the shy side, but don't act. We know you're not shy. You can text a brother, 0457140550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. Yes, get off your chest, let it all out. That's what it's all about, so, and create this platform. It is your vehicle. Murray just driving it. That's all I'm doing. National Talk Black, voice for our people, so do utilise it. All right, now CASANAM, that's Congress of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives, making news at 25th anniversary national conference. So bold recommendations for a transforming nursing and midwifery education will be unveiled in a new report to be launched at the 25th anniversary national conference of Congress of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives. We're going to talk to the lady that heads that up, and that's Professor Roy Ann West, CEO of CASANAM. How you say, a highly educated black woman on the roll, but the top accolade, you could say, she cousin belonged to me, my beautiful cousin, Roy Ann. How are you, Professor Roy Ann? How are you?
Oh, I'm deadly, and what, I've got to come on here to talk to you.
You shut up, too. Shut up. We connected or what? Oh, I'm trying to contact you on payday, but you never answer. My darling, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, thanks, Trev. So, cousins of Trev, my people are the Kalkanoon people from northwest Queensland on my mother's side, and Dekunda Jangri Jangri from southwest Queensland on my father's side.
Yeah, beautiful, beautiful footprint. So, you're heading up CASANAM, CEO, Professor Roy Ann West. Tell us about the beautiful celebration, 25th anniversary, National Conference of CASANAM.
Yeah, very excited. Our organisation's turned 25 years old this year, Trev. So, 25 years ago, when 35 of our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander nursing leaders met on Gadigal country.
Yes.
Significantly, the date of our conference is the actual date that they met, and the location of our conference is the country upon which they met 25 years ago. So full circle.
Yeah, beautiful. And then we're talking about celebrating, but also acknowledging the past. We're also acknowledging the foundation and all happening on the country and the date that it was set for. That's a beautiful mark in more ways than one, my sister.
Absolutely. Very ceremonial for us, Trev, and to be able to honour these old people and their legacy. The 25 years provides us an opportunity to celebrate 25 years of existence as a community-controlled Aboriginal-led organisation, but also to reflect on the organisation was established with the intent to increase Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander nurses, but also to address the racism within nursing and midwifery, and for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander nurses and midwives to lobby and advocate against the racism within Australia's healthcare system.
Yes.
Unfortunately, as we reach our 25th anniversary, at the time in which the organisation was established, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander nurses only occupied 0.5% of Australia's nursing workforce, and now we only occupy 1.4%, which means that we've only improved by 0.75% in two decades. So the Get Them and Keeping Them report that you mentioned at the beginning provides some bold recommendations and will ensure that the current trajectory is changed, and that we reach not only parity, because we know we need more Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander nurses and midwives to improve health outcomes for our mob.
Well, exactly, and we're talking about dealing with our mob, you know, and nothing beats black on black. So you're pushing, you're letting people know. We're yarning here on radio now, national radio, to all you black people out there, if you're looking at a change, you're looking at a career pathway, nursing and midwives. And, of course, stamping out racism. We talk about that in the schools and on the football paddocks, so to speak, but it's across the board, and nothing's different in regard to the nursing and midwifery industry as such, yes?
That's exactly right, Trev. One of the things we're particularly excited about and honoured to be celebrating is at the conference we'll hold the very first national exhibition of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander nursing and midwifery stories. The exhibition will go span seven decades from the 1940s through 2022, and will privilege the story of about 70 Aboriginal nurses and midwives. And we're every Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander person in this country, and every nurse and midwife in the country needs to see this exhibition.
Yes.
Unfortunately, if you picked up a textbook on nursing or midwifery history in Australia, the voices and stories of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander nurses and midwives, like the rest of Australia's history, are invisible.
Yes.
So this is a significant milestone for us.
And so when you look at the so-called racism in your industries there, we're talking about what could be even from the university level. And if not, when you're talking about, I don't know, the title that you give a nurse, the head nurse, so to speak, and yep. a lot of times a non-Indigenous person hasn't got that cultural awareness or that respect for culture or for black people, you know, or point blank racist, and that needs to be stamped out big time, yes?
Absolutely, across the board, Trev. So the Getting Them and Keeping Them was a report that our Indigenous nursing leaders 20 years ago made 32 recommendations for nursing and midwifery universities in particular to increase the number of Indigenous students coming through both of those programs. Mm. So the racism absolutely is about the racism that our mob experience as a nursing and or midwifery student,
yes.
all the way through to when they're actually working within the health system on clinical placements, because 50% of their programs are actually clinical placements.
Yes.
And then if they do finally complete their program, the racism doesn't discontinue once you complete. It actually becomes even greater once you've got that qualification and you're within the health system. So it's eliminating, our work is about eliminating racism within two systems. One is within the system of nursing and midwifery.
Yep.
And when nursing and midwifery was being conceptualised within Australia, it was in about the 1860s, Covey.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we clearly were not sitting at the table.
No.
Indigenous knowledge was
not then.
Considered. Our people were being massacred, so almost the contrary.
Yeah.
So now we're fighting for Indigenous perspectives, realities, experiences, which is what the exhibition will demonstrate,
yes.
Is a gift to Australia's nursing and midwifery professions if you truly want to eliminate the inequities that exist poor Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people.
And my cousin, you'd have to admit that when you look at racism, an ugly tool, so to speak, or an ugly resource they use, whatever case may be, the loss of our black people who were heading down that pathway in becoming nurses or midwives are no longer because of that.
Absolutely, agree. The dropout rate for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander nursing and midwifery students is 30% greater than non-Aboriginal, the wider cohort.
Yep.
And our work is about addressing the inequities within nursing and midwifery workforce, as well as the inequities and health outcomes within the system. So we have a massive job as an organisation.
Yep.
And the 25th anniversary is an opportunity for us to reflect on our 25 years of existence, but also what the next 25 years looks like, but a very exciting time as we've seen the change in cabinet, more Indigenous voices in Parliament, conversations about treaties, conversations about an Indigenous voice, and that's ultimately what we're saying to nursing and midwifery is we want an Indigenous voice in nursing and midwifery.
Mm.
Nothing with us, nothing about us without us.
Exactly. And when you look at that, let's talk about the nurses and midwives, students or the people who are qualified working. They can reach out to CASNAM if there is, feel as though there is racism happening in their workplace?
Yeah, absolutely. We're not a union per se, Trev, but
okay.
we certainly work with the unions and we work as a referral base where we can actually guide Indigenous nurses and midwives around what are the processes, because they're very convoluted in regards to the way in which you can navigate that space. But certainly there's far more mechanisms in place around reporting racism than there have ever been.
Yes.
There's certainly room for improvement. But we're in conversations about how you eliminate some of the bureaucracy or the steps that you have to go through in order to report racism, because they're racist within themselves. The processes
of course.
Are systematically racist
yes.
as well, ironically.
Well, exactly. Yeah, you're all in the same pot, so to speak. So who do you complain to? How do you fix it? If you're all in the same pot, driving the same vehicle, slapping me with it. True, darling. So true. But look, here we are talking about the anniversary, 25 years celebration. Fantastic. But also that becomes a tool as well in regarding promoting your space and your organisation. But also we are here, so stamp out racism because we all come for you. That's what you're virtually saying as well.
That's exactly right, Trev. And the other exciting thing about work is not only about racism, but it's about sovereignty. So we're constantly being on the back foot and defending our position in the national exhibition that privileges the 70 stories. It says, this is what Indigenous knowledge looks like. If we can eliminate racism in our schools of nursing and midwifery, you will get this knowledge will be privileged through nursing and midwifery.
Exactly.
So the sovereignty of Indigenous knowledges within nursing and midwifery within the health system, 25 Acts privileges people like Aunty Gracelyn Smallwood, who's the epitome of nursing activism, Aunty Mary Martin, who's had 5 decades working in Aboriginal health, Aunty Sadie Canning, Aunty Joan Winch, just a name but a few. These women are phenomenal trailblazers within nursing and midwifery.
So virtually what we're saying is, ignore my colour, I'm a professional. I'm a nurse,
absolutely.
I'm a midwife.
Absolutely.
I can do the job. Yes.
Absolutely.
Beautiful. So what are you doing for the celebration, Cuzzy?
So we've got the all at the same place. So at the Hyatt Regency, we've been working with the Metropolitan Land Council at Redfern to ensure all of our cultural aspects are in accordance with cultural protocol.
Yep.
It runs for 4 days, Trev. So we've got the launch of the exhibition, the release of the Getting Them and Keeping Them and Growing Them report, as well as another exciting aspect is the Council of Deans of Nursing and Midwifery, which is a committee that's made up of all of the heads of our nursing and midwifery programs in the country, within university, are actually delivering a national apology to Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander nurses and midwives for the harm that has been caused by schools of nursing and midwifery and research led by nurses and midwives across the last few decades. And the apology is such an important place to start as we launch forward into our next 25 years.
I've got goosebumps on my goosebumps, my cousin. So fantastic. Congratulations. And a big shout out to the team there at Casnam, but to all our black nurses and midwives across this country, the Big Island. More power to you. Keep doing what you're doing. And success is the best revenge, you could say, my sister.
Beautiful, Cuzzy. Thank you for making time for us. And I think you've got Dr. Lenore Geyer next week, who's been leading the national apology, who'll be able to give that, have more of a yarn with you around what that looks like for our people as well.
Fantastic. Looking forward to that yarn as well. All the best, Cuzzy. Love you dearly. Take care. Big shout out to the mob at Casnam.
Thank you. Love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Beautiful yarn there. That's Professor Roy Ann West, the CEO of Casnam, the Congress of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Nurses and Midwives, and making news at 25th Anniversary National Conference. And look, fantastic. 25 years ago exactly on the date, on the place when it all started. And that's powerful in itself. And loving, respecting and protecting our nurses and midwives out there in the world of racism, stamping out racism. And celebrating only a small percentage of nurses and midwives in this industry are black people, and that means the doorways for more nurses and midwives to come to the table and get educated and helping our mob black on black. There it is. Have you say Yarn Up Strong here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
My pretty Colleen, why are your eyes filled with tears? Let me come over and dry your eyes and tell you the way that I feel. Don't throw me away. I am so tired and so blue. I'm dreaming of someone so far, far away, and sharing these memories with you. Just one step closer, don't throw me away, and carry me back to my town by the bay. When the darkness is falling and passing of days, won't you cherish the memory of my town by the bay?
the brothers, and the old Irish nuns.
So just come one step closer, don't throw me away, and carry me back to my town by the bay. When the darkness is falling and passing of days, won't you share your new future in my town by the bay? When the darkness is falling and passing of days, won't you share your new future in my town by the bay?
Hey, what you doing, your mob? It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Macaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
It feels like getting up. It looks into the mirror, but the face he sees don't belong to a rock and roll star. Need to get out and change some things. I've been living this scene for too long. I've been living this scene for too long. I wanna be cruising down the street in a big white Cadillac. I wanna be eating in all those fancy places that I could only. Cause there ain't no life for a rock and roll star. Still wearing clothes from yesterday. Soles of the boots all worn away. But he's flying off again for another round. Playing his guitar in a smoke-filled bar. I wanna be cruising down the street in a big white car.
Jarra Jarra, Saltwater Band, beautiful track there. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Trendy Trevor and Mike, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your Dingy Country. Us BBM, Bumba Bip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Looking at top stories in the news, today, the grimmest night of my life, chaos of splendour in the grass as rain, wrecks havoc, and that's the grass concert. I can still smell it, foot and mouth disease on our doorstep, what it will look like if it spreads. A 1,000-kilometre storm front smashing into Australia. What you'll pay if cash rate hits 3.1%. What the ATO has its sights on after tens of thousands of Aussies are dobbed in over unfair advantages. My in-laws were supposed to move in for 6 weeks. It's now been 5 years. There's a story. Elvis actress found dead, age 44. So in regard to who that is, it's Elvis actress Chonka Dugrak was found dead in her apartment, age 44. Police have confirmed. I thought it was the main actor there, but sad death there. Emma Raducanu's tennis award sparks Ash Barty backlash. Utter joke. Staff absolutely beside themselves after daycare death. Sad, very sad. Russia about to run out of steam after epic fails in Ukraine, M16 chief says. There your headlines for the news, but it's come to the time where Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry signs off for today's program. Back in the hot seat again on Monday. And that daily brand number is 1-800-422-416. 24/7 you can have your say by texting 0457140550. And don't forget our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM. You mob, thank you for your company. Look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. News coming up here very soon via NERS, National News Radio Service. And a big shout out to the NERS team. Thank you for your company, mob.